Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessings on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations to the advancement of thy glory and welfare of the people whom we serve. Amen. Melton City Council acknowledges the land it now occupies as a history that began with Indigenous occupants of Kulin Nation. Council pays its respect to Kulin Nation people, their elders and descendants, past and present, and all other nationalities that make up part of our growing community. Please be seated. Apologies and leave of absence.
Councillor Ramsey, Mr. Mayor, is an apology for tonight's meeting.
Changes to the order of business. Councillor Carlin.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, can I move that item 13 and 14 be heard together with 3 minutes speaking time allocated per councillor and 5 minutes for the Mayor.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Carley, do you have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr.
Mayor. Moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, I declare the motion carried. Change to the order of business. Deputations.
No, Mr. Mayor.
Declaration of pecuniary interest or other interest or conflict of interest of any councillor. No. Adoption of the minutes. Do you have a councillor to move the adoption of the minutes?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, that the minutes of an ordinary meeting of Council held on the 15th of October 2018 and the special meeting of Council held on the 1st of November 2018 be confirmed as a true and correct record.
Moved by Councillor Bishop, do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Bishop, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. 7.1, record of assembly of councillors.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that the record of assembly of councillors dated the 15th, 22nd and 29th of October and 7th of November 2018 attached to this agenda be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Moved by Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. 8.1, inward correspondence. We have two letters from the Honourable Jacinda Allen MP, Minister for Public Transport and Major Projects. The first one was a response regarding the airport link, and she comes back in there. Thank you for your letter regarding 8th of August 2018 regarding the Melbourne Airport Link, full business case development, and your support on behalf of this and your support on behalf of the City of Melbourne for strategic route appraisal for this important project. I apologise for the delay in responding. The selection of the Sunshine Route and Andrews Labour Government commitment, if re-elected, to provide $5 billion of funding for the airport link, matching the Commonwealth Government's pledge, enables the next phase of the planning to begin. As you know, the Sunshine is a key junction of the rail and road network, connecting the Melton, Wyndham and Sunbury growth areas and the major regional centres of Geelong and Bendigo. During the preparation of the full business case, we will continue to investigate opportunities for the airport link to integrate with the future road investments to growth areas of Melton and Wyndham and regional cities including Ballarat and Geelong. Meanwhile, the Ballarat Line upgrade currently well advanced will pave the way for electrification of the Melton Line. Melton is expected to be home to almost eight million people by 2051, and the overall population of Victoria will rise to 10.1 million. The projected growth of the Melton area highlights the need for the rail stock rail network with connectivity to handle this demand. The full business case for the airport link is expected to be completed in 2019-2020 and delivery of the project is targeted to start in 2021, subject to the required approvals. The next one was regarding toilet access to Digathurst Station. I acknowledge Council's concern about the amenities at Digathurst Station. I passed on your letter to the Public Transport PTV for advice. PTV confirmed that Digathurst Station was upgraded as part of the Sunbury electrification project. However, the decision was made not to staff the station at this time, which means the toilets facilities are not currently available for public use. I understand the decision of staffing stations is based on several factors, primarily driven by the expected patronage, whether the station is an interchange point, and whether the station provides services for special events. And the third item was relief options for drought-affected farmers. And I thank you for your letter about relief option for drought-affected farmers. The Victorian Government is aware of the challenges currently faced by farmers across Victoria. I am pleased to have had the opportunity to visit affected areas of the state in recent weeks and meet with a range of farmers and organisations to hear firsthand what government could do to assist. Agriculture Victoria is delivering workshops and providing information to support farmers make informed decisions in response to seasonal conditions. My department has already conducted over 60 farmer workshops with a further 14 planned in the coming weeks. These workshops focus on supporting farmers to make decisions, exploring supplementary feeding options, managing pastures, soil and water, and maintaining well-being where to access further support. Item number nine.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, could I move that the parliamentarian and departmental letters received by the Mayor be received and noted?
Thank you, Councillor Rowlett. Moved by Councillor Maidlick, do I have a seconder for the incoming correspondence?
I'll second that, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any Councillor oppose? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Item 9.1, petitions and joint letters.
There are no petitions and joint letters this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Item 10.1, resumption of debate of other business.
There's one item, Mr. Mayor.
Councillors, we've heard this report a few times. Does anyone require to hear the report again at this stage?
Mr. Mayor, I have an alternative motion to the 10.1.
Mr. Mayor, I think whilst we have some of the residents in the gallery, it would probably be important to hear the report again to refresh everyone's memory on what we're discussing this evening.
Very good. Lord Joe, can you just give a brief outline of the issues, please?
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this report relates to Amendment C-173, which is to implement the Significant Landscape Feature Strategy into the Melton Planning Scheme. The strategy identifies significant landscapes across the municipality and provides direction, including landscape management guidelines and contained in a local policy. At its ordinary meeting on the 2nd of May 2016, Council adopted the strategy, which is contained as an appendix to the report at Appendix 1, and resolved to prepare and exhibit Amendment C-173 to the Melton Planning Scheme. C-173 seeks to amend the planning scheme by implementing the recommendations of the strategy to basically extend the significant landscape overlay mapping at Mount Corroy and Mount Cottrell, which is to minimise the impacts of development on the landscape, to amend the existing significant landscape overlay schedules to reflect that extension, and also to provide minor updates to the environmental significance overlay schedules 1 and 2. It also amends the municipal strategic statement at clause 2101 and 2103 to reference the strategy itself, and it introduced a rural landscape character policy into the planning scheme, as well as introducing the significant landscape feature strategy, which was adopted by Council as a reference document. The amendment was placed on exhibition from the 5th of October 2017 to the 6th of November 2017, and 16 submissions were received through this process. All of the submissions at that time opposed the amendment in some form, except the submission received from the CFA, which supported the amendment. Following the exhibition, Council contacted submitters and attempted to resolve the submissions. Most submitters requested significant changes to the amendment and indicated their support for an independent planning panel. At its ordinary meeting on the 18th of December 2017, Council resolved to request that the Minister for Planning convene this panel and consider all the submissions received in accordance with the Planning and Environment Act. On the 10th of January, Planning Panels Victoria appointed a two-person panel to hear and consider the submissions received and conducted a directions hearing on the 30th of January 2018, where five submitters requested to be heard at panel. It is important to note that all submissions that were received were heard, considered by panel, regardless of whether or not they chose to be heard. Panel then sat in March 2018, and they issued a report to council officers on the 30th of April 2018. The panel report, which is contained at Appendix 3, supported the amendment and council strategy and noted that the extension to the significant landscape overlay at Mount Cottrell and Mount Corroit was appropriate and that the methodology underpinning it was sound. The panel agreed with Milton City Council's submission that there should be an abandonment of the extension at Mount Atkinson significant landscape overlay, particularly given that it was dealt with through the precinct structure plan. And the panel also supported the introduction of an overall rural landscape character policy. The panel recommended that Council adopt the amendment as exhibited, subject to a couple of minor changes, which are detailed on page... Just get the page number, sorry. Page 22 of the agenda. And they're detailed in Appendix 4. Council officers, as required by the Planning and Environment Act 1987, made the report public following the release on the 30th of April, and officers sent letters to all submitters advising them of its release. It should be noted that if Council chose not to adopt C173, it would mean that the adopted Council document would not be implemented fully into the planning scheme and may impact the weight afforded to it at any VCAT proceedings. It is therefore recommended that Council adopt Amendment C173 to the Melton Planning Scheme as contained at Appendix 4 and submit the amendment to the Minister for Planning for approval. Thank you.
Thank you, Arjo. Does any Council require further clarification? Stand removal for the motion.
Mr. Mayor, as I said, I have an amendment to the original, and I'd like to put that motion as being the motion.
An alternate motion, Councillor Hardy. Do you want to read it?
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. In stating this, it's got to be noted that the council staff have put an extraordinary amount of time into the report, and it is a living document, and I'll talk to that at length after the motion. The motion is the council adopt amendment C173 to the Melton Planning Scheme as recommended, subject to the deletion of the proposed extension to the significant landscape overlay at Mount Cottrell and Mount Corroit, and that Council note that as a consequence, the location of the overlay, based on the previous contour control that has historically existed, will remain unchanged, and that properties outside the existing significant landscape overlay area are not impacted by the extension proposed by the amendment. And I wish to talk to this at the end of this. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Alternate motion moved by Councillor Hardy, Do I have a second for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would like to second it. Thank
seconded
you.
Seconded by Councillor Kasich. Does any councillor oppose the motion?
No, Mr. Mayor, but I do have a question.
Come on, Councillor Murray.
Mr. Mayor, just for the purpose of, because I'm aware that the gallery, some of the gallery members are here to specifically hear this notice of motion, can I just have Laura Jo or one of the officers to explain what this alternate notice of motion actually means on behalf of the landowners that are in that region?
Yes, please, Laura Jo.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. So the alternate to remove the extension just means that there won't be a trigger in place for any development, for any buildings and works or development that's not already got a trigger under the Green Wedge Zone, which is the actual zone that applies to all the land at the moment. So what the overlay extension did or intended to do was introduce a permit trigger that required all buildings and works to basically be assessed. So if the extension's removed, that trigger will no longer apply to those properties.
And so just to clarify through you, Mr. Mayor, will this then go back to what they had in the first place and there will be no extra requirements for them to do on their land? Is that correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yeah, unless they trigger a permit under the zone anyway, they'll be required to have, you know, accordance with council's requirements and guidelines as they normally would, but it won't introduce any additional restrictions on them that aren't on other landowners outside that SLO.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medley. So, a tenor motion moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kasich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to talk to the motion.
Sorry, can I call for a division, Mr. Mayor?
You can call for a division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Abushi, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kasich, Councillor Medlick, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried. Of the alternate. Item number 11, public.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, as I said, I'd like to give a couple of minutes to.
You can have a minute. Keep it short then, please. No, carry on, but make it short, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As I said originally, this report is a significant living document for future use on landscape features. Councils have noted the extraordinary work committed to by the officers, and we thank you very much. Having done that, Council have taken time to explore and also to consult with the community at length. And that's why the following motion. But in principle, what it looks like is and for the gallery, it is the original contour when you bought is in place. Anything below that does not impact on you at all. Zero. Right? You're back to where you started. So everybody is on the same page. So right around Mount Corroy and Mount Atkinson, you are all the same. There is no losers, no winners. You're all the same. So we've brought it back to square one, and in future and everything else, if we're going to go down this track, we hope to explore with you if there is potential for overlays. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
And that was, sorry, just not to confuse things, that's Mount Coroid and Mount Cottrell, not Mount Atkinson. Just to correct what you said.
That is correct, Mr. Mayor. Yeah. I do apologise.
Thank you. Public question time. Mr. Heaney.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. We have four questions this evening. The first one is from Mr. David O'Connor. I'm not sure if Mr. O'Connor is in the gallery, but I will read the question, and if he isn't in the gallery, we'll respond to him in writing, as we normally do. And his question reads, in 2015, the Victorian Government introduced rate capping legislation in the form of its Fair Go rate system. The Fair Go rate system, or rate capping, introduces an annual rate cap set by the Minister for Local Government, which controls general rate increases for all councils during that financial year. Since the introduction of that Fair Go rate system, has council experienced an increase or decrease in the number of rate remittances, and would council provide data highlighting which parts of the municipality are currently in arrears? So we will respond to David. I don't think David's here accordingly. Mr. Mayor? No.
Okay, Sam.
Question two, Mr. Mayor, is again from Mr. O'Connor, and I'll read the question. Melton City Council was successful in securing funding from the state government's 2018-19 Growing Suburbs Fund. One of the projects to be funded is the Stan Payne Reserve Play Space in Diggers Rest. Would Council please provide details with respect of the scope of works expected to be undertaken as part of the funding for the Stan Payne Reserve, and how this funding will help work towards the objectives of the Stan Payne Reserve Master Plan, which was completed back in 2009. Again, we will respond to Mr. O'Connor in writing. The third question, Mr. Mayor, is from Alan Fairweather, and Alan is in the gallery. So the question reads, why were not notifying the council and supplying a copy of the death certificate for my wife, Anne, in relation to the council rates, do I now receive a rape notice to Mr. J. A. Fairweather and the estate of Mrs. A. Fairweather? Doesn't the council have any compassion? Is his question. And I'll have Mr. Peter Bean, General Manager of Corporate Services, respond accordingly.
Yeah, Alan, certainly council staff should have amended its records upon receipt of the death certificate, and you know, quite blatantly an administrative error has occurred in this case. Certainly I personally, on behalf of council, sincerely apologise for this, and we will certainly review our processes to ensure that no one else has to go through this process. So.
Thank you, Mr. Fairweather. Again from Alan Fairweather, there's another question. Why has the council made the intersection of Mowbray Crescent and Currajang Drive more dangerous by installing a speed hump on the northbound side of the intersection? Now when you slow down for the speed hump, the drivers from the Mowbray Crescent Drive are out in front of you. This is very poor engineering design. Mr. Luke Shannon, General Manager of Planning and Development, will respond.
Thanks, Alan, for your question. I will need to take that on notice. I take the point in your question. I'll have it reviewed and will provide you a written response as to what's happened and whether any remedial action needs to take place. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's the questions completed for this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Item 12.1.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the following items in block. 12.1, 12.2, 12.5, 12.8, and the officers' recommendations be accepted as per outlined in the reports.
Blocked presentation reports, moved by Councillor Medlick. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would like to second it. Thank you.
Moved by Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Kasich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Item 12.3, Council Representation Nomination Advisory Committee meeting minutes on the 7th of November 2018. Mr. Heaney.
Get my page, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, the appointment of councillors and representatives on the external bodies, special committees and advisory committees plays a special integral role of councillors exercising their representation and advocacy and responsibilities as a councillor, and that of course is on behalf of the council. So what's presented to you this evening is the nominations for the advisory committee, which is appended to the documentation, and there is a number of pages in that. And the recommendation is that Council note the minutes of the Council Representation Nominations Advisory Committee that was held on the 7th of November 2018 and adopt the recommendation arising from these minutes, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any Council require any further clarification? Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, just on page 321, under Disability Advisory Committee, there's just if we could just add that Councillor Maidlick is actually missing for the recommended representation. It was Councillor Carley, Councillor Maidlick, and substitute was Councillor Ramsay. So if we could just add in Councillor Maidlick into that one.
So then. I'll just check Councillor Carley. So it'll be Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Carley, and Councillor Ramsay as a sub.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further clarification, councillors?
Mr. Mayor, we've just got two clarifications. One on the one that Councillor Carley, thank you for picking that up, Councillor Carley, on that amendment, but is the recommendation, would also the recommendation include that the terms of reference be changed on that particular
They will
committee?
Need to be, yes.
Or will that just happen automatically?
It'll basically? Happen automatically, okay. Councillor.
Yeah. And Mr. Mayor, I do have another question in regarding to the wastewater grants. I believe there was currently on the terms of reference there's two councillors represented on that committee. However, there was three councillors that were interested, and we were going to double check with Westwaters, the grants officer, if that committee was able to be extended from two to three. So I just wanted to know if there was any further information regarding that.
Councillor Majorick, I did follow up late this afternoon, just prior to this meeting, and we've had verbal confirmation that they will accept three councillors representing them on that committee.
So, Mr. Mayor, if that be the case, the recommended representation here at the moment is Councillor Maidlick, myself, and Councillor Mendes, with Councillor Obuchi being a substitute. Can we remove the word substitute and add him on as the recommended representation?
Councils happy with that?
Are all councils happy with that? Doesn't appear to be any problem with that.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
So if that be the case, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the motion with the recommended with the officer's recommendation with the changes made from Councillor Carley and the changes that I mentioned as well.
Moved by Councillor Maidlick. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion with the amendments? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.4, response to notice motion 571. Provide report to council on stimulating and options to implement in maintenance of building surroundings. Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report comes before council as a result of notice of motion 571 from the August ordinary meeting of council, and the notice of motion stated that council officers explore options to introduce steam weeding in the municipality, specifically around sensitive areas such as kindergartens, community centres, schools, maternal and child health centres, and provide a report back to council. So this report, councillors, provides that report back to you. By way of background, glyphosate has actually been used in the horticultural industry, including obviously the city of Melton, since 1974 as a means of controlling weeds. In 2013, council actually undertook a trial service through Oz Eco Solutions across parts of the municipality, and the results of that are detailed within the report, but in essence it demonstrated that steam control of weeds worked for generally smaller weeds, perennial type weeds, but larger weeds, even despite repeated applications, it had difficulty in being fully effective, and the weeds in essence grew back. There are some municipalities that do use steam weeding specifically, and in particular Bayside City Council, which, albeit on a much smaller scale, they're a smaller municipality, smaller population and smaller number of playgrounds and childcare facilities. They also, similar to council, have a contract with Citywide to maintain their parks and gardens, and they've achieved the use of steam control over weeds through a variation to their contract, which is costing them $135,000 per year. Given the scale of our municipality, the expense to council would likely be more. The essence of the report, councillors, is that council officers are of the view that we should continue to review options in terms of controlling weeds throughout the municipality, and that we don't at this stage embark on a further formal trial. The options presented on page 329 do, however, provide the opportunity, should council wish to undertake a 12-month trial period. Councillors should note that the current contract with Citywide for the maintenance of our parks expires on June 2022, and accordingly, if council is to review the way it controls weeds over the forthcoming period, it would be the ideal time to formally institute that into the contract, would be as part of the contract review in the lead up to that period. So accordingly, Mr. Mayor, the recommendation is as presented on page 327. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any council require any further clarification?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to seek an alternate, or put forward an alternate motion, which is an additional dot point to what's being proposed. If you go down to section number 7, I'd like to insert point 4, which is conduct a trial of steam control as a suitable site over a 12-month period and report back to council, please.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Alternative motion moved, or motion with an extra dot point, I believe. Moved by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Sorry, do I have a seconder for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to second it.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. The alternate motion moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item number 12.6, Mr. Scholl, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report was to provide a response to the notice of motion tabled at the September Ordinary Council meeting, our notice of motion 585, requesting officers present a report as soon as possible detailing existing patronage of the Taylors Hill Youth and Community Centre and outline strategies to activate that over the next 12 months. The report was to include the existing activation of the facility, strategies to engage with young people in the Eastern Corridor, and discuss feasibility of a promotional campaign to promote access to the facility with an objective to increase patronage. The report details that the Taylors Hill Youth and Community Centre is a multi-purpose facility that supports council and other groups to deliver youth-focused programs along with neighbourhood house and community centre operations. The centre is currently activated with a combination of youth and community-focused programming, external agencies providing services and casual hire by community groups. In regards to the notice of motion and existing patronage, there's currently 14 external agencies that hire spaces within the facility. Odyssey Youth and Family Services lease space within the facility. There's approximately 18 community groups with multiple hires throughout each week, and a summary of the council direct service provision that's either currently provided or planned to be provided is also contained within the report. In regards to strategies to engage young people in the Eastern Corridor, the report provides some background regarding a recent review of the previous youth service model. That resulted in a new service model being developed called Young Communities, and the transition from the youth services into the Young Communities model is now ongoing. A key recommendation of that review has been the establishment of an engagement and activation team, specifically to focus on engaging with young people, and that team has been established since October 2018. A further outcome of the review was for the team to work on specific strategies to engage young people within the Eastern Corridor and ways of delivering programs and activities outside of the dedicated youth facilities, including areas such as schools, recreation spaces and parks. In regards to strategies to engage further in the Eastern Corridor, a number of those are listed within the report, and they include strategies around understanding the needs better of young people in the Eastern Corridor, engagement facilitated through events and some recent events including Jerwaya Festival, upcoming Somersault event that's to be held in the new year will be a part of those strategies, engagement plan with schools and engagement with young people in programs, for example the iPlay Youth and Leisure Program, which averages 50 to 80 participants at the Caroline Springs Leisure Centre. It has highlighted though we need to develop stronger relationships and partnerships with key agencies in the Eastern Corridor. All the strategies listed within the document are consistent with Council's adopted Mountain City for All Action Plan. In regards to further promoting the Young Communities team, there's a rebranding exercise that's currently ongoing with a direct outcome of the review, and some information is listed within the report regarding that also. It is important to note that the engagement and activation team has been established since October 2018. has hit the ground running with some engagement at Children's Week 2018, the DJ Festival on the weekend, and as mentioned before, the upcoming Somersault Festival. It's been focused on collecting information directly from young people to look at how we can engage with them and provide strategies to support them in the future. The recommendation is to note the report.
Thank you, Troy. Does any council require any further clarification? Councillor Bushy.
A question. Clarification, I suppose. With regards to the profiling and advertising what we do, I think we need to get a little bit better at doing that, because we do a hell of a lot, as explained in the report, which is a well-written report. We need to get better at pushing our message to the community and showing the community exactly what we're up to. So if you've got any comments on that, please speak now. Otherwise, I just wanted to leave that with you.
Yep, through you, Mr. Mayor. It's a point that was highlighted throughout our service review and is a key component of our strategy going forward now that our engagement and activation team has been established. Rebranding the service, looking at how we use different engagement tools such as our social media, how we engage with schools, not only in how we can support but also in as you're mentioning, Councillor, in how we can actually promote what we're already doing are key components of the strategy that's currently ongoing.
Thank you, Troy.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to have...
Councillor,
with the schools, can that include the welfare staff as well, please? Because that's just another area that I think that needs some further work. Thanks.
Thank you. Any further clarification, councillors? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Bushy. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'm happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Same with Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.7, Lock the Toilet Facilities in Stone Ridge Park, Julio Reserve, Rice Reserve, Cobblebank. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, the purpose of this report is to provide Council with a response to the joint letter tabled at the ordinary meeting of Council on the 17th of September 2018 relating to the lack of toilet facilities in Stone Ridge Park, Dalro Rise Reserve, Cobblebank. The reserve is designed to service a community of approximately 1,000 residents. This passive open space reserve is designed to be a local in nature, that is, to meet the social and recreation needs of residents within a 400-metre radius. Whilst there's no council policies to guide the provision of public toilets across the municipality, the council endorsed an open space plan 2016 to 2026 and the landscape development guidelines 2010. These strategic documents provide guidelines that refer to the provision of public toilets in open space areas throughout the municipality and state that open space is categorised as a district or a regional in nature, may requiring public toilets. Council has provided public toilets at a nearby Bridge Road play space, which is a regional level play space, and is 400 metres walking distance from Dalro Rise Reserve. Council, the financial considerations, if a public toilet was put onto this site, it would be approximately a cost of $200,000. Council, I put forward the recommendation that council officers write to the author of the joint letter advising them council does not support the installation of a public toilet amenities at Dalro Rise Reserve, Cobblebank. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Kamari. Does any council require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to move that.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Moved by Councillor Mendes. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Bushy. So moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.9. Mr. Bean.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I present to Council this evening the consideration of a contract for the procurement of information technology software subscriptions and implementation services. The organisation has embarked on a multi-year service delivery improvement initiative called the Business Transformation Program. This program aims to improve internal operational efficiency and external customer service interfaces through the use of technology. A major technological impediment to improving council service delivery is the inability for staff to efficiently share information across council functions that depend on accurate information for process automation and decision making. The implementation of an integration and access management platform, also known as an enterprise service bus, allows council to re-architect its technology platform to improve information flows across its various information technology systems. Council has recently completed a tender for the supply and implementation of such service and software to be procured under a subscription model to support the objectives of the organisation's business transformation program. This tender was publicly advertised on 28 September and it received submissions from three key entities or organisations. Following the evaluation panel and assessment of submissions, it was recommended that the tender be awarded to NK DataNet at a cost of $1.335 million, exclusive of GST. The contract is intended to commence on 1 December and consisting of the implementation services and software subscription for a three-year period, after which the software subscription will revert to an annual cost of $204,000 with annual increase increments of 5% thereafter. The full tender evaluation summary is provided as an attachment in the confidential appendix to this report. Allowance for the costs associated with this tender have been allowed for in the current year's recurrent budget. With this in mind, Mr. Mayor, I present to the Council the recommendation printed on page 379 that is set out in three parts for its consideration. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Does any Council require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to move this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Kasich. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'm happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Mendes. Moved by Councillor Kasich, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.10, Plan Scheme Amendment C190, Anomalies Amendment. Ms. Laura Jo Bellin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can we note and adopt the recommendations as presented?
Does any council require any clarification before we move on? No. Moved as adopted by Councillor Hardy. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Kasich. Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kasich. Does any council oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.11, Planning Application 2018/6270, Three Lot Subdivision at 547 Bowman's Road, Harkness. Mr. Baggio, which is being taken over, Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report presents to Council an application, as you said, for a three lot subdivision in Bowman's Road, Harkness. The property in question is in the order of 62.5 hectares in size, and is located on the southwest corner of Bulmans Road and Porteous Road. The property includes an existing dwelling and a number of outbuildings. If I can refer councillors to the locality plan on page 430, you can see the property is on the north-west side of the Melton Township, effectively immediately adjacent to McPherson Park. So within the rural setting of the municipality. Mr. Mayor, the proposed subdivision, which is shown on page 432, consists of one major lot, which would contain the existing house and outbuildings. That would be a 52.5 hectare allotment, and two smaller allotments of 5 hectares each, which you can see are quite long, quite deep and narrow allotments fronting Bulmans Road directly. The application has been advertised and no objections from adjoining owners have been received. The report, Mr. Mayor, provides an analysis of compliance of the proposal relative to the provisions of the Melton Planning Scheme, particularly the local policies and the provisions of the Green Wedge Zone. And it also provides quite a detail in terms of some VCAT cases which are relevant to a rural subdivision of this nature. Furthermore, Council will also recall that in 2014, Council adopted the Western Plains North Green Wedge Management Plan. One of the actions that arose from that plan was to undertake a rural residential land supply for the rural areas of the northern part of the municipality. That project is underway, but will take quite some time to complete. And in the context of that further work and the provisions of the Green Wedge Zone, Mr Mayor, it's considered by officers that the application's contrary to the provisions of the planning scheme and shouldn't be supported by Council, and therefore the recommendation is that the application be refused, subject to the grounds outlined in Appendix 5 of the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr Shannon. Does any Council require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Yes, Mr Mayor, I move that the recommendation as outlined be refused.
Be accepted as a recommendation. Adopt the recommendation, correct?
Yeah.
Do I have a second for the motion?
I'm happy to second that, Mr Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Mendes. So moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, I declare the motion carried. Item 12.12, Melton Recycle Facility, Featuring Waste Options Report. Mr Shannon.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Council will recall that in 2015...
Mr Mayor, can I move that the recommendations be adopted, please?
As per...
Yes, yep. Please.
Moved by Councillor Bushy as a recommendation be accepted as is. Do I have a seconder for them?
Yes, Mr Mayor, I would like to second.
Seconded by Councillor Kesich. So moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Reports from delegates and appointed to other bodies. Councillor Hardy.
Thank you very much, Mr Mayor. Continuation from October, the care expo in Melton on October the 18th, Melton Wage Reference Group the same day, the 19th was the Lead West meeting in Altona. October the 20th with the UTSA 10th anniversary at Kings Park, a wonderful day, and a lot of councillors turned up and had a great time. The 23rd was the Changing Places at Melton Waves, 24th the Policy Review, 24th the Audit Committee, 25th was Children's Week Arts Exhibition, 25th was the Atherton's Bridge opening at Melton, and it's really going to be an advantageous to the trafficable movements are in around Melton. 26th for Melton Valley Rotary Club Charity Race Night. 26th for Diwali Festival. Great day, great time. Thank you very much to all. 29th, the opening of the Melton Headspace. Again, a significant contribution to the difficulties and challenges of the youth in Melton. Well done to Melissa DeSantis on this one. The October 30 Community Engagement Review Panel. 31st, Citizenship Ceremony in Melton. The 10th was Jurawarra, and the 11th was Remembrance Day, and I think it is growing bigger and better every year, and it's certainly a one on the map that Melton people are responding to. Thank you, Mr Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Kesich.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. I'll be very brief. On the 14th of October at Pop Culture Lakeside Alive, Caroline Springs, the 1st of November, the statutory meeting here, the 10th of November, Jiriwara Festival. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Councillor Medwick.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. I attended the my committee's Lifelong Learning Festival project update and briefing, and although I wasn't able to attend the actual festival itself, but I heard that it was a great success, and my congratulations to Sally Edwards, who would be under Mr Heaney. Well, at the moment it's Ms. Coral Cremieri's area, so please pass on my congratulations to Miss Sally Edwards, Mrs. Sally Edwards. She's done an amazing job with this festival. We had great feedback. On the actual update, we did speak about having it again next year. We're looking at some potential date changes to maybe not have it not fall on school holidays, but we're also making sure that we fix up the app that we had because there was a few bugs in the system. I also attended the bi-monthly grants assessment panel with Councillor Mendez and Councillor Carley, the 2019 Community Achievement Awards Committee, which the confidential minutes are included in tonight's agenda. I also attended the Melton book launch, which was fantastic, and if somebody could also, that would be Ms. Cremeri's department as well, if they could pass on our congratulations to all the staff members that were involved, as well as the community members who were involved in that book as well. If anybody's interested, there it is on for sale for $39, so it's the history of Melton City Council, Melton as a shire and even prior to that. Great read. Also attended the Hope Street fundraiser, which was amazing. That was just a great event. Obviously the statutory meeting occurred as well with the re-election of Councillor Turner, congratulations, and also the election of Councillor Carley as Deputy Mayor, so congratulations to both of you. I look forward to doing lots of work, continuing our great work in the next 12 months for our community and our residents. I also attended the DJ Festival Street Parade, which was amazing, always a great turnout. The kids and everyone that were involved did an amazing job. Woodley Remembrance Day, an official opening of Walk of Honour in Aintree by the Caroline Springs RSL Group, and also Woodley, the developer, which turned out amazing. The day was fantastic, and it was great to remember the fallen soldiers, but also those that have survived the many wars that have occurred in the past. And last but not least, the Melton Model Aircraft. Congratulations to David for putting on a well show. I came just at the right time when it was the lolly drop, so always a great turnout to see the great work that's happening in that area. And can I just also commend what a great job. I haven't been there for a while, so when I came to see it on Sunday, the great job that we've done, or whichever department's in charge, I think it could be the state government, on clearing up that area as well, where the car track used to be, that's all cleaned up, so looks amazing, Mount Cottrell Reserve. And that's it, Mr. Mayor. I didn't want to keep you that long.
Thank you. Councillor Mendes.
I've attended a number of events that the other councillors have spoken about, so I'll focus on the weekend. I'd like to congratulate the staff from the City of Melton on the wonderful work that they've done, not just with the festival, but the bonfire on Saturday night. It was well attended by many members of the community, and I think the parade had more attendees than it had last year, possibly because of the weather, but I think also due to the great work that the staff here have put in. So I commend you on that. I'd like to thank the Axons and all the members of the Model Aircraft Association for the great work that you've done over the many years. I've attended your event over, I think, about 4 years now, and it gets better every year. It's great to see a larger number of planes being presented and different ones each year to keep people coming. And one day I'm sure my nephew will go home with one. He's convinced that he's going to get one, suggesting to his dad that he was going to take home the $35,000 plane yesterday. His father said not likely, and his response to that was that under the mathematical terms that still means he has a chance, so we'll see what happens next year. And Woodley, I can't commend the staff at the Woodley community for more than what I saw yesterday. The attendance of community members, children in attendance, schools, just representatives across the whole of the City of Melton. It was one of the best remembrance services that I've ever attended, even before I was a councillor for the City of Melton. And the fact that they're going to have, at the end of that walk, an eternal flame and the vision that they see for that community, I think it's going to be an absolute feature for the City of Melton, and I really look forward to seeing what it looks like when it becomes from a plan to true fruition. And I think that's something that the council should be proud of, because I'm sure they've worked with the Woodley staff on these plans, and I really look forward to seeing this come about in the next few years.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Councillor Bushy.
Thanks, Mr. Mann. I'll fly through mine. Lakeview Senior College End of Year Arts Exhibition. That was on October 16. October 20, 20-year celebration of Gilson College at Taylor's Hill. October 21, the Sri Durga Arts and Cultural Educational Centre, the festival. I attended with yourself, Mr. Mayor. October 24, the Australian International Academy Open Day morning tea, which was in Caroline Springs. October 27, the Spring Hills Football Club presentation night at Tabcorp Park. October 29, opening of Melton's Headspace. October 30, the 2019 Community Achievement Award Assessment Night with a number of councillors. And November 1, the STAT meeting, election of the Mayor and Deputy Mayor, and congratulations again, Councillor Bob Turner and Deputy Mayor Lara Carley. November 10, the Jeriwara Festival, and yesterday, as most of the other speakers presented, the Remembrance Day Entry Walk of Honour, which was memorable for most of us. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended the official opening of Mountain Headspace, which is a great local service provider who provide mental health support for our young people, which is very important. That was on the 29th of October. The 1st to the 11th was a statutory meeting, and I'd like to give my congratulations again to Councillor Bob Turner, the Mayor of Melton, and Councillor Lara Carley, the Deputy Mayor of Melton. 10th of the 11th, I attended the Jeriwara Festival at Hannah Watts Park, and I'd like to thank and congratulate our events team on a fantastic event. Well done. And yesterday, the 11th of the 11th, was Remembrance Day. I attended the official opening of the Aintree Walk of Honour also at Woodley, and that was with the Caroline Springs RSL. Well done to the Woodley team on a wonderful, touching tribute to those who gave their lives and sacrificed for us. Thank you.
Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, on the 24th of October, I attended the policy review panel meeting and the minutes in tonight's agenda. The 29th of October, the official opening of Headspace. Also on the 29th of October, bi-monthly grants assessment panel. The 2nd of November, you and I, Mr. Mayor, we attended the VicSeg Student Engagement and Support Program held at CRC in Melton. The 10th of November, DJ Festival. Can I just say it was another great festival from the morning. I was so excited to judge the street parade, which I've never done, and it was probably one of the hardest jobs I've had to do, Mr. Mayor, because they were all absolutely wonderful and amazing. So well done to all the winners, but I know you'll probably speak about that one, Mr. Mayor. The 11th of November, Remembrance Day service and Aintree Walk of Honour. I know my fellow councillors have already touched on that, but what a wonderful attendance and such a touching service. So well done to Woodley and also to Council. And that's all from me, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Curley. And I'll be fairly brief as well. I'd just like to recognise that on the 18th of October, I went to the MEV award dinners. And unfortunately, Councillor Mealy was unwell that night, but she was awarded a 10-year pin from the MEV for being a councillor for 10 years, so please give her a round of applause. It's been a busy month, obviously pushing for the hospital. We had quite a few meetings with different MPs, I won't go into that though. We did have a big day though on the 19th of October when John Fain visited Melton, and the local Labour Minister actually announced the feasibility study funding, and also we had in the same week we had an announcement by the Greens of matching the feasibility study and also committing to building a hospital within the next term of government. So that's still moving, we're still pushing, there's a lot of work going on in that space, still engaging with different levels of government. So I just love everybody, everybody knows that we're still working in that space, it's not a done deal. It's been a very multicultural month. We had on the 20th of October the 10th anniversary of UTSAV, Mali, at King's Park, which is a yearly attendance thing we go to. We've had Sri Durga's Festival of Disarray on the 21st of October. On the 24th of October, the South Sudanese profile, community profile at Melton Library, which was run by council, was an excellent day, showing the background of the Sudanese and how they engage in our community. We also had the Melton Diwali Festival on the Festival of Lights at Hanawox Park on the 27th, and on the same night we had the West Tamils, they had their own Diwali, but it was actually a Tamil Seniors Club dinner. It was the launch of a new club they have. Apart from that, it's been an excellent month. The Jail Water Festival, of course, can't go past that for this weekend. What a fantastic job. I think the community were really pleased with the day, and we had the weather as well, which made a difference. A quick heads up of the winners of the awards. My outstanding award went to Big Dream Fest, well, Big Dream and Lake and Mountain South, who actually was this, we did try to give it to somebody else, to be honest, because we thought 2 years in a row is unfair on other people, but they were the outstanding float or parade, in the parade, and we just couldn't look past them. There were so many different groups involved there, different nationalities, different religions, just a whole mix of our whole community, and they all tried hard to put on a show. It was a fantastic day for them, so it's 2 years in a row they've won the most outstanding award. We had the most outstanding school award went to Coburn Primary, who were all there having a great time. I think that was the one where they all had the they'd made the umbrellas or the colourful umbrellas. It looked great. Then we also had another school for the best theme, which was Melton Primary School. And the community award went to Melton Ministers Association. The winner commendation, and I apologise, I cannot remember the name of the group that got the commendation. Councillor Carley, can you help me now?
Instrument Infusion.
That was it. Instrument Infusion.
Instrument Fusion.
Fusion. And they were up there, the float, and on the truck, and they were all playing their music, and it was really a good show. Apart from that, yesterday, 11th, with the RSL in Melbourne, in Melton, the Remembrance Day service here, which was fantastic, and we went down and caught the end of the Walk of Honour, because we were busy here, and that was a great day. And I take my hat off to Woodley and Mr. Payne, who's basically the driver of that whole project down there. He's done a fantastic job down there, and they engage well with council, so it was really a good opportunity to meet some of the residents and get involved with RSL from Caroline Springs as well. And also after that, a few of us went to the Model Aircraft Association Open Day. David didn't cut his fingers off this year, which was good. Anyway, that's all for me. Thank you. Notices on motion. Notice of motion 15.1. Notice of motion 590. Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move the following motion, that Council support the live streaming of future Council meetings via internet and the installation of the appropriate visual and audio equipment required to successfully run this streaming. Thank you.
Moved by Councillor DeSantis. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'm happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Notice of motion 591, Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move that council officers prepare a report on the opportunities to advocate to the state government to invest in projects relating to family violence, such as family violence housing and social housing within the Melton municipality. Thank you.
Do I have a second for the motion?
I'd like to second that one. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Carley. Moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. Notice of motion 592, Councillor Bushy.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. The council undergo a formal audit of the synthetic surfaces of Brookside Recreational Reserve and the Springside Recreational Reserve to determine the status in their life cycle and the required ongoing maintenance and renewal program that will be required. Council officers to consult with existing user groups prior to presenting a future report to council. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Moved by Councillor Bushy. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Medlick. Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Notice of motion 593, Councillor Ibushi.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I move that Council investigate options to introduce female-friendly change room upgrades in consultation with existing user groups at Ian Cowie Recreational Reserve Pavilion and Burnside Heights Recreational Reserve Pavilion. Council officers to report options to Council at a future Council meeting. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Medlick. Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. That's motion 594, Councillor Kissage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A motion that council officers explore options for future use of Melton Country Club should the lease not be renewed and to prepare a report for the March Council meeting. Thank you.
Moved by Councillor Kissage. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Bushy. So moved by Councillor Kissage, seconded by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. Notice of motion 595, Councillor Kissage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Motion that's in line with the new council meeting schedule for 2019 that council briefing sessions also alternate between the Burnside Community Centre and the Melton Civic Centre. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kissage. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I do have a question.
Yep.
Wondering if council officers can help in this regard. In the officers' comments, it does talk about the requirements for officers to consult with the user groups of the Burnside Community Centre, reducing the capacity. Do we know how much this will be affected? Like, do we know from what time to what time, or how many groups will actually be affected? And if this is actually an 1 week here and 1 week there, like our briefings, if that could be clarified.
Mr. Mayor, I'll answer as best I can.
Mr. Heen.
At the moment, obviously, the council meeting schedule for next year has now been endorsed, so we're blocking out that facility to have those meetings alternately. The centre itself has the spaces booked out, especially the large community room is booked out and was specifically designed for those community groups and is quite active at the moment, and Coral could probably tell you more detail of how much use. I suppose if we have the briefings, we'd most likely be looking at the smaller rooms for those briefings. I'm not sure what Councillor Kessich's view of that would be, but that's booked out as well. So all we're saying is that if it did take place and it was an endorsed position of the council, would have to blanket those community spaces out as well, i.e. the community will not have use of those spaces every second briefing night, whatever that may be. That's all our comments are.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Kissage.
I would be quite happy even with a smaller room to have a briefing.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. Is there any way I can get an idea from the staff as to what costs this would incur for council if we start doing the briefings there as well?
We haven't done any work on the costs at the moment because obviously for us it would be getting early for setup. There'd be staff involved in setup. Not sure what the arrangements would be as far as catering for staff and officers. And we need to communicate that quite clearly through the officers that are doing briefings, whatever it may be on that night. And of course the cleaning, we would have to make sure that it's clean and presentable for that community groups the next day, I would imagine. But no firm costs yet.
Mr. Mayor, could I just ask a question to Councillor Kissage, if you would be willing, because at the moment it's a yes, we're going to do it, or no, we're not going to do it. I think because councillors, I see that there's quite a few questions. Is there any possibility that he would consider perhaps first it being a report, so we know exactly who's going to be affected, what the costs are? That way maybe a decision can be a little bit more informed.
Councillor Kissage, would you like to engage with that?
Mr. Mayor, I think it's sensible to give that a go. So I'm happy with the for council officers to go and check costings and everything else, yes.
Just investigate the feasibilities of...
Correct.
More than meeting schedules.
Might just need some rewording, Mr. Mayor.
Yep.
Mr.
You
want
to give me some words? Or
can I also ask that we don't just consider the cost, but we actually look at the use of the facility, please? Thank you.
Just a full report on the options of moving the briefing night, obviously, can briefing night to Brunswick Community Centre.
I'll be happy with that.
So, moved by.
So, I would suggest words to the to the effect that council officers present a council report to consider council meeting. Sorry, to consider councillor briefing sessions to also alternate between the Burnside Community Centre and Melton Civic Centre, and to note all items that will be affected, including cost. Impasse of community use, etc.
I wouldn't like to put too much pressure on the council officers, but I would like this to be done as soon as possible.
Okay. Move by Councillor Cassidy. Should I second her for the alternate motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Second by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor oppose the notice of motion? All those in favour? I declare it carried. Notice of motion 596, Councillor Kesich.
Mr. Mayor, in consultation with fellow councillors, I come to a conclusion that I would like to slightly change this notice of motion. It will be a different wording, but if I may read a new wording.
Please do.
That the council officers come with a report on the placement / location of Australian citizenship ceremonies in appropriate venues in the Melton municipality.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Do I have a seconder for that motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Medlick, thank you. So moved by Councillor Kesich, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Notice motion 597, Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move the following notice of motion that Council allocate $500,000 towards the commencement of design works of a highball indoor stadium for Melton. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Heaney, can you give us some background to this, please?
I can give you a background to the project, Mr. Mayor, motion. So, Council some time ago endorsed a position to provide in the future, a new stadium, basically, which is commonly known to us as a highball indoor stadium, and to provide that in Melton. There was a report that Council endorsed some time ago that talked about the location, endorsed that location, which is just south of the base in Ferris Road, and also endorsed a position of preferably 5 courts at that new centre. So the background to this is we are currently utilising the Melton Indoor Recreational Facility that's been a joint use arrangement with Council and the school for 20 years, and that agreement expires December 2019. So Council has also endorsed a position not to extend that agreement for a further 10 years and to build its own facility in that in our new area. I suppose why... this project is officers would be preparing a report to the council for the December council meeting, and the reason why that is the opportunity has come up through the federal government's Building Better Regions Fund, and officers are preparing an application as we speak for a $10 million grant towards that facility, and we think we would have a strong case. We never guarantee that we will get it, but we're going to give it our best shot as far as an application. So a lot of Luke's team and my team are very heavily involved in that application. That application needs to be in this Thursday. But the tricky bit is, as always, if we do secure the $10 million, there's a need to commence building it around about mid-year next year. If we haven't got a design and a commitment to build it, that will be quite embarrassing. The other thing is that... in the December meeting, we'd intend to give you a briefing on more of the concepts of what it would look like, but also we would have to be bringing forward some money for design, which I think is the intent of this motion, and also having to appoint an architect to at least to commence the process of designing this new asset. So I think Councillor DeSantos is putting in words what the Council's thinking was. It's important to note too that there was $1 million in the current budget for discussion at Council level. Council deferred that $1 million again to 2019-2020, so it'll be sitting in the Capital Works budget process for Council's deliberations come March when the Executive talk to you. But considering this opportunity's come up, we need to act on it. So if we don't receive design money or commission architects, I suppose it leaves us no option to withdraw an application to the federal government. So that's the background of it. I hope I've been clear,
yeah,
Mr. Mayor.
That's great. Thank you, Mr. Heaney. So moved by Councillor DeSantis. Do you have a second of the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd enjoy seconding that motion.
Second by Councillor Hardy. Does any council oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Councillors, questions without notice? Any questions without notice?
I have
Councilor
one.
Councillor Carley.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. If Mr. Shannon could please answer, what are the plans with the old sales office that is not in use anymore on the corner of Goulet Road and Taylor's Road? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. The area in question has been used as a sales centre for some time as part of the Taylor's Hill estate, and obviously the estate's largely sold out now, so the sales facility is redundant. There's no formal plans with us at this point as to what's proposed on that corner. It is likely, though, to be further residential development, so housing. It won't be able to come right up to the intersection for road traffic safety reasons, but there is a reasonable amount of land there that I would expect to be some houses and maybe some open space, but we don't formally know yet what that exactly will look like. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further...
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask Mr. Shannon if we could have an update on Westwood Drive.
Through Mr. Mayor, Westwood Drive Bridge is particularly well advanced, so it involves construction of a new bridge over the Corroy Creek and connecting roads to the north and the south, so extending the existing pavement connecting into the bridge. The bridge will and the associated road will be formally completed and open to the public in the first quarter of next year. I can't say exactly when that will be, but we're certainly very mindful that it's critical to open that at the earliest opportunity. That will provide for far better transport links in a north-south direction and take a lot of pressure off Caroline Springs Boulevard, and Council has expended significant money getting it to this point, so it's very close to being finalised. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr.
Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any other council have a question?
Yes, I have a question. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This one's probably for Mr. Scoble or maybe a mixture of the two general managers on the left. It's in regards to Woodley. Can the relevant council officer provide an update in relation to the formal handover of the second oval at Woodley, and when it is council officers will be making a decision in relation to the allocation of community groups for its future use? Thank you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I suppose the Woodley open space and the infrastructure that's on that space, so the two ovals, the tennis facilities, netball and the pavilion itself, amongst other playground equipment, etc. So it hasn't been handed over or accepted for handover at the moment. There's still a number of issues that our staff are dealing with the developer to get that handover, and we're doing our utmost to try and achieve that goal. From us, we've already advertised for expressions of interest for groups for that site, so that when we do get handover, we'll complete that assessment, but it hasn't been done yet. But it's well in progress. So we are in a lot of conversations, and I know Luke's team are with the developer about rectifying a couple of issues and getting that handed over as soon as possible, but we're still not right to take it as yet.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Any other council have questions without notice? Motions without notice?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have a motion that council officers provide a report outlining the options that are available and the potential implementation, including costs, for the recycling of food wastage, particularly the system that can be used with council's green bins as per other councils in Australia. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medley.
Yeah.
any further notices for that motion? Motions for that notice? Okay, urgent business.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that pursuant to section 89/2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated in items number 19.1 and 19.2.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick.
I'll second that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Curley. Is there any Councillor to oppose? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, please help yourself to some refreshments. I'm sure the councillors would love to come out and spend a few minutes with you. Thank you.